Hello, this is Maura.
And this is Jessie.
And we're here with, which episode is this?
It's the Chatterbox episode.
Right, so it's your Chatterbox episode at Culips, that's culips.com. And you can go to our website to find out more information about this episode or any of our other episodes.
And besides our website, you can also find our podcasts at iTunes.
Good. So, this is the Chatterbox episode. And in this episode, we talk about different things that are happening.
Yeah, different things that are interesting to us and that we hope will be interesting to you.
And so today we're going to talk about summertime and Labor Day.
Right. That makes sense because it's almost the end of summer.
Right. So what is Labor Day?
Well, Labor Day is a holiday. In Canada and the U.S., it happens on the first Monday of September.
Exactly. So it's a holiday in Canada and the U.S. And what do people normally do on Labor Day?
Well, despite the name, Labor Day, people actually don't do labor. They relax. They have a break from labor or work.
Right. So they treat Labor Day as a regular holiday. People relax. They go to the beach, travel with family.
Lots of people barbecue, eat outside.
Yeah. Sometimes they have fireworks.
Yep.
So the Labor Day is a fun day.
Right. But it's also kind of sad because it means that summer's over.
Right. It's definitely the last holiday of summer.
But it's exciting too because kids are going back to school, people are coming back from vacation, so it's an exciting time.
Right. Everything's kind of changing. Kids are going to school and the weather maybe starts to get a little bit colder too.
Exactly. So, do you know about the origin of Labor Day?
Well, I know a little bit. It started with the 8-hour movement, which was about working conditions.
Okay.
So people wanted 8 hours of work, 8 hours of recreation, and 8 hours of rest.
So before that, people were working more than 8 hours a day?
Right. People were working really long hours and maybe they didn't have good conditions.
Okay, so they wanted a break.
Right. Actually, a similar holiday is celebrated around the world, but on a different day. In Europe, it's celebrated on May 1st.
Oh, I've heard of that. It's called May Day, right?
Exactly. So it's again for workers' rights. But somehow, in North America, we turned it into a fun holiday where people relax and have fun.
Well, people who work hard deserve to relax and have fun.
Yeah, you're right. So I guess there's still a connection.
Hey, I've heard something about Labor Day and fashion. I've heard that you should never wear white after Labor Day.
Yeah, that's a funny little rule, isn't it?
Is that true?
Well, I think it's a general guideline that some people believe in.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit old-fashioned now.
Yeah.
People just wear whatever they want.
But the reason they had that rule was because white was more of a summer color. And also, people believed that white clothing was very light and didn't protect you from the cold.
Right, so when the summer was over, at the beginning of September, you should wear warmer clothes in darker colors.
Yeah, exactly.
But don't feel bad out there if you're wearing white after Labor Day. It's more of a superstition than anything.
Yeah, a lot of people wear white after Labor Day now. So, now that summer is almost over, what are some of your favorite summertime memories, Jessie?
Well, I had a great summer this year. I went to visit my parents in the country, and they live right beside a lake. So I went swimming, walking in the woods.
Wow.
I had a great time.
That sounds awesome.
What did you do this summer?
This summer, I did a lot of hiking and some camping too. I went to a region in Quebec called the Gaspésie.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's really beautiful there.
I love doing outdoor activities in the summer.
Yeah, it's a really popular thing for people to do.
Especially here in Canada, when it's so cold in the winter. So people like to be outside in the summer when it's warm.
Yeah.
Montreal has a lot of festivals in the summer. Did you go to any of them?
Yeah, actually. I went to some shows at the Jazz Festival.
Oh, how was it?
Some of them were pretty cool and very big. There were so many people.
That's fun to be in a big, excited crowd of people listening to live music.
Yeah. I also went to the parade at the Just for Laughs Festival.
The Just for Laughs Festival. That's about comedy, right?
Yeah. They have a parade at the end of the festival, and it's at night.
Really?
It's actually really cool. It's not for kids. It's for adults.
Was it funny?
No, it wasn't funny, but it was very artistic.
That sounds really interesting.
Yeah, you should check it out next year.
Maybe next year I'll stay in Montreal instead of going out to the country.
Mm-hmm. What about when you were growing up? What did you do in the summer with your family?
Well, when I was growing up, I went swimming every day. I would practically wake up in the morning, eat my breakfast, and then spend the rest of the day in the lake.
Nice. I did the same thing, except not in a lake, in a pool.
Wow, did you have a pool at your house?
Yeah, we had a pool at my house, so we were very lucky and we got to go swimming a lot.
You must be a very good swimmer.
I'm all right. But we also took a lot of trips into the country, too. It's really popular to rent cottages by the beach, by the Great Lakes in Ontario.
Yep, there's lots of cottages around the Great Lakes. When I was little, I always felt a little bit sad when Labor Day came around because it meant that summer was over. But I also felt really happy because it meant I was starting a new year at school and I could buy new pencils and paper and new clothes for school.
Right, new school supplies. I think those commercials start in the middle of August. All of those commercials that say back to school sales.
Yeah, everywhere has back to school sales in the middle of August.
Yeah, you're right though. When I was younger, I was a bit sad when summer was over.
But it's good to see your friends again too.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, now that I'm working, I don't feel as sad when the summer's over because it's not a big change in my life anymore.
Do you like the fall and winter?
I love the fall, especially. Winter's okay, but I love the red leaves and all the changing weather. I think it's really nice and really beautiful.
You're right. The different colored leaves are really nice. At least we have that to look forward to. All right. So it's sad, but it's almost the end of summer and the end of this episode.
That's right. But we'll be back soon with another episode. You won't have to wait until next summer.
Good point, Jesse.
So, to everyone out there in the Northern Hemisphere, we hope you enjoyed your summer. And if you're listening from the Southern Hemisphere, we hope you have a great spring.
See you next time.
Bye.